6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Studio 6 session here at CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm here with the alternative pop and indie rock band Shy Friend from Alberta. Let's give them a warm welcome, studio audience.
Thank you, studio audience.
Hey, we're so happy to have you here. Before we get into any chatting and all the things, would you like to kick us off with some tunes?
I mean, yeah, I love playing tunes. Yeah. Playing tunes is one of my favorite things to do. I've played a lot of tunes in my life, and sometimes I don't like playing tunes. Some tunes I can play on the radio, some tunes I absolutely cannot play on the radio, but there's one thing for certain. I have never been a sinner.
Never been a sinner. Never. Never.
I mean, I say never. I may be being
never.
A bit overzealous.
Never.
There was that one time, you know? Like, we were on the way here, and we were driving in the van, and, you know, we stopped at a rest stop so that everybody could pee, and we brought chalk with us, because what else are you going to do? We brought sidewalk chalk, and I may have written some very fun things on the side of the barrier at the rest stop in Hope. So if you're at the rest stop at Hope and you see something, it wasn't me. It was probably like Carter. Carter's probably done something worse, right? Yeah.
Well, Julie, I mean, now that you mention it, like, when we were drawing with that chalk at that rest stop, I might have left my entire government name and social security number. I don't think that's a sin, is it?
In chalk? You left it in chalk?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I really hope it rains soon. Okay, well, that's fine. Like, Maria's probably done something worse, right, Maria?
Well, we had this whole box of rainbow chalk, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I lost track of it. And now we refer to losing things as you chalked it. But I don't think that's a sin.
I can't say it's a sin, no. It's just...
Never.
Like, Milo, you've probably done way worse. Right, Milo?
Never.
It's just a little forgetful.
Never.
That's okay. I bet,
never.
You know, Bernard, you could probably
never.
Take us home.
Never.
Go ahead.
Never.
Never. Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
Never.
Never.
Never.
Straight and you jump the curb, try to get to me, try to keep it low key, but I'm not as dumb as it seems. But you're that queen, but you know what I mean, but you ain't too stiff.
With your puppy dog mouth, I try to come up too strong, but my mouth just turns you on. Ooh, yeah, I come out fine, but damn, already lost a lot.
Amazing. Love, love, love. I'm going to give you guys a moment. I'm going to ask a question. You know what I mean? So the first two songs that you played are off of your latest album.
You bet you took us there.
Absolutely. Do you want to like walk us through? What was your first track?
What was the first track?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We played Never Been a Sinner. Ooh, that was the first one we played.
Tell us a little bit about that song. Like, I mean...
Like, you want to know what it's about? Or
yeah,
you,
I mean, yeah. Even like, the journey, the creative journey.
Oh, yeah. Dude, in the studio, it was a lot of hear me out over and over again, trying to, like, tell everybody, okay, so you're going to be whispering, like, confessions you've never told anybody before. Just, like, just tell them all. Just say them all in a little studio. We will all be listening in headphones, but don't crack up. And it was about 20 layers of that, just sort of overlaid. And I handed those to my producer, and I was like, okay, so, and he was like, no, I don't know what you want with this, but so we kind of worked on it together to make sure it sounded the way that we were looking for. But now it's just a good excuse to air out our grievances right at the beginning of the set, you know.
Love that. And then you followed that with the track, Is This What I've Been Chasing After?
Is that yes, correct? It is.
Yes. And then tell me about the journey with that song.
Oh, that one's just a lot of fun to groove with, you know. It's just, you know, you get to try whatever the heck you want with it. We just switch up the groove a bunch. It started out as like a kind of a folk song with like guitar and stuff, but I got a rock band. I don't want to do a folk song with them.
Hey.
I want to play some rock and roll with them, so we just switch it up for them.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so if you are listening right now on CJSF 90.1 FM, you don't know how many members are in the band right now. There are five. This is a full-piece band, five members. Would everybody like to introduce themselves and just, like, let us know what you play?
Hi, my name is Maria. I play keys and backup vocals in Shybrand.
My name is Bernard, and I am the lead guitarist, occasionally rhythm, and sometimes harmony when Maria's not around.
Love it.
Yeah, my name's Carter, and I play bass and do some backing vocals for Shybrand.
We're gonna get it.
Thank you, Carter. Bassist to drummer love there. I'm Milo. I'm the drummer. I sometimes also shout, but I wouldn't say that I'm a backup singer.
love.
Milo brings a lot of the backup vibes, I would say. And I'm Jubs. I'm the front person.
Love. So I saw you guys play in Sled Island in Calgary back in June.
That's so cool.
At the Palomino. You guys were awesome, so I had to like reach out and connect. So glad you are here in the BC streets. Can you tell us why you are here, though? You know?
Yeah, I mean, heck, we're not just here for a radio show, as much fun as that would be to drive, like, you know, 12 hours to do that. We actually are on our first tour ever.
Hey!
Yeah, we are playing here, we're playing in Victoria, in Nanaimo, Duncan, and then we're coming back down and playing the rest of BC after that. And then we got a few shows in Alberta and one in Toronto, so we're really trying to throw the kitchen sink at our first try here.
You are doing it up. You're doing it up. Okay, I do have a lot more questions, but I am going to let you get back to maybe play another tune if you'd like. Choose whatever you'd like.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, let's play another song. This one's for the girly pops in the room. I see you. I feel you. Feel free to dance along. Feel you. But, you know, more so just, you know, feel what the vibe is. Mine and made it his was kind of problematic. I'm not sexist, but is his shtick, so I took my bearings and got my things, dropped him off at daycare. Now it's just me alone in the same pit, pretty dry down here for plenty of fair. Hard and I get my fix. Between her breasts is a crucifix, but we don't talk about politics. So I buy her flowers and shiny things. She gets upset with my bag of tricks. She took my car and took her kids. Her kids, oh God! Burn them in with all my years of therapists. And then I took my parents and violin to my old house made of crumbling bricks. I play my fiddle and tap them in. I lock the door and lick my lips. Pretty hot down here for a girl to thank you.
I am super curious. How did you guys all meet?
Quite the same reason why we're here today. We went to college.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
Most of them are either still in it or graduated. I dropped out, though, but I took them all with me.
I love that. I love that. And then how long have you guys been together?
This is our third summer as a band.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so this is your first tour.
Yep.
But it's not to be that you haven't been doing shows. Like I said, I saw you guys at Sled Island, but I also saw on the Instagram streets that you did a show at Calgary Stampede.
Oh, yeehaw. We sure did. Yeah. Yeah, we've been playing local shows for, I mean, 3 summers now. But yeah, that was a big one to get invited to do. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to let us come back, but we'll see.
So can you just, like, paint a picture of what that's like for especially the BC folks that don't know much about, like, the Stampede
sure.
and stuff?
Okay, so everybody's heard of Coachella. Imagine Coachella, but Albertan. So that's your first step. It's like a fair mixed with Coachella and Alberta, and it's cowboy hats, and it is yeehaw, and it's so full of people. You never see as many people sardined together in one place than at the Calgary Stampede.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You did some fun things, and I just want to say that you really, like, put yourselves out there on Instagram, like, to promote the show. So I think that you guys really did an awesome job because, like, I saw it.
Yay!
So, you know, I hope a lot of people came out to support. Okay, you just sang the track Girlhood. Do you want to talk a little bit about that song and, like, you know,
the I mean, it's pretty on the nose. The name kind of explains all about it. I love playing that one live because we usually get a girl pit. And nothing brings me more joy than a girl pit where we say, no, guys, go back to the back. Bring all the girlies up to the front. And, you know, sometimes they go a little nuts, but a lot of the time it's just girls having fun, you know, meeting new friends and getting to know each other. And I love harboring a safe space for whoever to feel whatever they want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before we get into the next song, you are here for a tour, as I mentioned, but you are playing your first show of the tour tomorrow at Green Auto, and that's at 1822 Pandora Street in Vancouver.
Your stuff.
I know my stuff, absolutely. And this is for this is your Shy Till I Die tour.
It sure is.
Right? Yeah. Tell me about that. I love the name.
I mean, someone on Instagram like posted it when we were doing like the Stampede stuff, and I was like, oh, that's actually great. And then I got Milo to make fonts because Milo, our drummer, is really good with fonts.
Okay,
Bonds. And we had so much fun with it that I was like, well, if we're going to do a tour anyways, we might as well call it something. And that seemed like a good name.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so before you play the next song, I just want to plug again. You're playing at Green Auto. Mm-hmm. Doors are opening at 7. Music should start about 8. Tickets are 15 in advance. There might be a chance to go.
Yeah, get your advance tickets like today,
you know
folks.
What I mean? You can still do it. Otherwise, it's $20 at the door.
Yeah. And it's with two awesome local bands. There's Wiles, who are a local femme-fronted, folk-rocky kind of band. So I've been wanting to play with them for, like, literal years, so this is very much a dream come true. And this one psychedelic clown rock band called Summer's Brother. This is their last show before they go on a big ol' hiatus.
Oh.
So if you're ever curious about what psychedelic clown rock would be like, you should come to the show, because it'll be worth it.
Tomorrow night, guys. Heck, all right, yeah. Okay. Take it away with another track.
Yes, chef, I got you. This one, might as well yap about it now. We love our clowns here. We have a mantra. And everybody who's listening out there, I need you to repeat after me, okay? Everybody in the band too, okay? Repeat after me. It goes like this. It goes, to be cringe is to be free. Can I hear you?
To be cringe is to be free.
Yes, say it with your chest. That's what I like to hear. We are not afraid to be a little silly, and in fact, this is one of our silliest songs. You'll hear it. It's called Freaky Nightmare. Saw you standing last night. Last novocation. Watched the screen turn black to white. Never thought it was any indication. We'll be right back.
Do you know that this is like my favorite track?
Off really?
The it is.
Mine really, as well.
Oh, I love that. Tell me a bit about the song. And why is it your favorite?
Yeah, my favorite? I personally, I really enjoy playing the bass part.
Oh.
And I just had a lot of fun creating it, getting to use multiple techniques like slapping, finger style. It's such a bouncy, like, fun vibe whenever we play it, and I always feel like I can have a lot of fun with it, with the band. Yeah.
I love it. It's a very, very fun track, for sure. My next question has to do with the album, Snaggletooth. It reminds me of Snaggle Rock, anyways, but tell me a little bit about the title of the album, and, like, how long did it take to put this beautiful piece together?
I mean, the making of the thing was quite quick, actually. You know, artists know you apply for grants in Canada,
true,
and if you get them, you go for the thing, and if you don't get them, you either fund it yourself or you wait until you can get funding for it. And this was one that we got denied a grant for, and then 3 months later they said, actually, yes, but can you do it now? And we said, okay, so we got to change everything. So we basically just pulled whatever songs we were already playing live that we really enjoyed. It was supposed to be like this introspective, like, weird spectral thing, and it ended up being like an actual proper rock and roll record, just because it was what we had tested already. The name comes from sort of the vibe of it, which is to be cringe is to be free, letting everything go. We're all, like, for the most part, very classical musicians in our own right. We all still, like, that's where I met them, was classical music school. And so it's really hard to not want everything to be perfect, to be right, and to be, you know, exactly how it should be. But this was sort of my moment, and my moment to share it with these guys, to just let go of that and just do whatever feels good. The name is because I have always been insecure on my teeth that always grows in. I had braces, and then my dentist got barred from practice, but that's another story.
Oh, the drama.
Oh, the drama. So I never really got my teeth fixed, so I've always been really insecure about it. And I was, you know, as I get older, I think about why would I feel insecure about something that makes me unique. So it's about sort of bearing the ugly and embracing it.
I love it. And before you get into the next song, I also had a little classical music journey in my day.
Oh,
I played piano back in, you know, the Royal Conservatory days. And
oh,
I'm curious if everybody could share what was their either instrument or, you know, focus when it came to classical music.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Marie, you want to start?
Yeah, mine was voice and composition.
You could hear her singing some opera in that last one.
That's all right.
That's where I met her. She was good at it. I wasn't. She graduated. I dropped out. But you also learned some piano there and stuff like that. That's helped to hear. Yeah. Yeah. You. I don't know about you, man. He's a new addition. Well, get in here.
Mine's a little silly. I do have some classical training because I started with piano, actually. Piano was my first instrument. My grandfather always told me I had long hands, so he pushed my dad to enroll me to any kind of instrument. So we started with piano. I went up to, I think, RCM level 8. Dropped out, I think, around my junior high years, and my passion for music wasn't there until I picked up the guitar, which I'm not classically trained in. I'm only classically trained with piano. So, yeah, I don't think I've played the piano properly since then.
Oh, love it, love it.
Yeah, you bet. I'm currently studying composition and euphonium at the University of Calgary.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do lots of brass instruments and a lot of marching band sort of stuff as well. I went down to the States last summer and marched with a drum corps group, so... Yeah.
Marching band.
Yeah, yeah.
That is like pure tea. I love that. That is awesome.
It's a good one. Pass that over to Milo.
All right, let's get a drummer on.
Get the drummer on the mic.
Put him on.
Yeah, I'm not trained classically or unclassically. I just listened to songs and then copied what I heard until I had my own sound. But yeah, my dad is a bassist, so music's always kind of been in the family, but generally I'm self-taught, and I'm, like Carter, I'm going to U Calgary, but I'm taking community rehab and disability studies, so no actual music education for me. I just mooch off their knowledge.
Okay, noble, though. I mean, you know, I love that. I love that. Okay, so, I mean, feel free to play another track whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. Let's do a slow jam, why don't we? Right? Right? That's what we're doing next? Right? Okay, cool. The slow jam.
Okay.
god, I'm scared.
I don't usually play guitar on this one, but since we're recording it, I want it to sound as good as possible, which kind of seems counterintuitive if I haven't played it on guitar. But one...